News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Winterbull Show. Happy to welcome to the program Rick Harrison. You know him from his tremendous work with the History Channel's Pawn Stars. They're going to be hitting the road to visit some of America's most exciting places in search of historical finds, impressive collectible objects. In the new 8-part series, Pawn Stars Do America, premiering November 9th, each 2-hour episode follows Rick Harrison, Corey Harrison, and Chumley as they step out of the world-famous gold and silver pawn shop in Las Vegas to connect with fans in 8 different cities and acquire some of the most remarkable items imaginable. He's busily producing all of this, and he joins us now very quickly. Thanks so much for the time, Rick.
No problem.
You know, so you're filming an episode of Pawn Stars Do America in Winston-Salem on October 14th and 16th, and you're going to be looking for people in the area to bring their unique and prized items, as well as have a chance to be featured on the show. People can go to standingroomonly.tv/pawnstars to be a part of that. What have you been surprised with so far? I know you've got deep family ties to North Carolina.
Oh, no, I was actually born in Lexington.
Outstanding.
My dad was raised there. My mom's from Kernersville. So, I used to be there all the time when I was a kid. We moved when I was like 2 years old because my dad was in the Navy.
Sure.
I used to go back there and spend the summers with my grandma and grandpa all the time.
As you look at what's available out there, I mean, I know it's not, you can't really know all the stuff that's available out there yet, but we're post-COVID, people are getting back to normal. How is the business going for you?
My business is in Vegas is doing great. It's not quite pre-COVID numbers, but it's getting close. Everything's getting back to normal, and thank goodness, and everything's just humming along normally, and hopefully it stays that way for a while.
Let me ask you a question. We're in a political season right now. Do you have a lot of stuff that comes in that's connected to politicians or campaign memorabilia and things like that?
It really doesn't come in during political season. It just pops up every once in a while. You never, like I said on the show, you never know what's going to walk through the door. And then, ever since I got the TV show, originally we thought we were never going to get enough stuff for the show, but then we got the show, so people line up with stuff every day. But it's really neat going on the road because, I get all this stuff that would never show up in Vegas.
Is there a lot more stuff out there on the road in you expect in the Carolinas than in other parts of the country, or is it just it's going to depend?
One thing is I live in Vegas, so it's a newer city.
Yes,
and when people move out there, they usually don't bring all their really old antiques. So that's what I'm really excited about going on the East Coast, because there's so much more history out there. There's so much more older items, so you get to see a lot of stuff.
Great stuff. Well, listen, we're going to be excited to check it out. Pawn Stars filming this episode, Pawn Stars Do America, Winston-Salem, October 14th to the 16th. Again, folks can sign up, check it out, standingroomonly.tv/pawnstars, standingroomonly.tv/pawnstars. Wish you all the best in your travels, and I appreciate you making time for us today.
All right, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got it. That's Rick Harrison.